This morning, I'd like to speak for a few minutes about the Anapanasati Sutta. So the first section of the Anapanasati Sutta, the mindfulness, the four foundations of mindfulness, or Satipatthana Sutta, and the Anapanasati Sutta are two discourses that are said to be complete path. And they both follow a similar structure, beginning first with mindfulness of the body, and then mindfulness of feelings, mindfulness of mental states, and mindfulness of dhammas, or formations, frameworks, to that in which we understand our experience. And so we're focusing on the body in this retreat. And I'd like to read the Anapanasati is structured in four tetrads. So stanzas, or called tetrads, because they each have four, each of the four stanzas has four lines with different instructions. So Anapanasati, by the way, means mindfulness. Sati is mindfulness, and anapana is breathing in and breathing out. So it's focusing on mindfulness of breathing as the path, as a method and approach. So the first tetrad begins, after an introduction in which the Buddha talks about the importance of this practice, mindfulness of breathing, and then suggests that people find a quiet place to sit, which we've done, and practice, and then it begins. Breathing in long, one knows, I am breathing in long. Breathing in short, one knows, I am breathing in short. Breathing out long, one knows, I am breathing out long. Breathing out short, one knows, I am breathing out short. One trains oneself. Breathing in, I experience the whole body. Breathing out, I experience the whole body. One trains oneself. Breathing in, I calm the body formation. Breathing out, I calm the body formation. So it begins by just saying that we know. It's not that we need to make the breath a certain way, short or long. It's just simply we know, and that's similar to the way, to the terminology that's used in the Satipatthana Sutta, four foundations or four establishments of mindfulness, that we simply know. So we know how the body is comported. We know when we're walking. We know when we're sitting. So it's that knowing quality is the cultivation of mindfulness, presence, attention. And so we bring that quality of attention to the breath. And so just knowing, what's the quality of the breath as we breathe? Turning our attention to that. So being aware of, does the breath feel contracted? Does the breath feel relaxed? Is the breath going deep? Is the breath shallow? And again, there's no judgment. There's no way it should be. And teachers differ on this. Some teachers say, as you develop in mindfulness of breathing, the breath goes deeper. Others teachers say, as you develop in mindfulness and you become more and more calm and relaxed, the breath becomes very light. So I think it's to really, these differences in teaching say to me, just be aware of my experience and trust the unfolding of that as I just cultivate attention, presence, mindfulness, that it's unfolding, it's developing, and to be aware of how it is doing so. So breathing in long, breathing out long, breathing in short, breathing out short. We simply know how the breath is and where we experience it in the body. And that's the first kind of training, just training in knowing. And so that's really quite a practice because the mind goes, right? The mind goes off into stories. The mind goes off, especially on the first day or, you know, it's not a long retreat. So, you know, we're still settling. We're still letting go of the busyness of the mind. And so, you know, it's noticing that, noticing when the mind is caught up and just collecting, collecting the mind, gathering it in, coming back to the breath, coming back to the body. And without judgment, and with patience and kindness, really emphasizing the kindness, the care that we bring to this practice for ourselves, for the benefit of ourselves and others. The next part goes on. One trains oneself, breathing in, I experience the whole body. And so and this also has been interpreted in different ways by different scholars and teachers. I've practiced this discourse with Bhikkhu Anālayo, who is doing a kind of researching and retranslating of some of the texts, and the way he teaches I find very helpful. So we may begin by focusing our attention in a particular place in the body as we cultivate mindfulness of breathing. And it may be focusing on the nostrils or on the chest or on the abdomen. So as the mind begins to settle and we begin to experience maybe a few breaths at a time without the mind going off into story, past, future, we begin to open our mindfulness to include a sense of the whole body breathing. So you may feel the breath, you know, in particular in, you know, in the chest or in the belly or in the nostrils. And opening up our awareness, opening up the mindfulness of the body gradually to include a sense of the whole body and the actual precise experience of the in-breath and the out-breath, as Bhikkhu Anālayo suggests, may recede somewhat to the background. And so we arrive at a mindfulness, a presence in the whole body. So there is this sense of being embodied as the breath is coming and going. And again, the breath is just breathing itself. We're not controlling the breath or making it, you know, any particular way. We're letting the breath express itself as it is. And then the next line in this stanza, in this tetrad, is breathing, one trains oneself, breathing in and breathing out, one calms the body. And so that is an intentional investigation and invitation as we feel the whole body, as we inhabit the whole body, to notice, where is the body tense? Where is the body tight? Where is the body holding? Because body, mind, heart are an interconnected unity. What arises in the mind expresses itself in the body. What arises in the body is known in the mind, and so on. So we are we're feeling, the body is feeling what we're holding in the mind, and calming the mind can be begun, and the foundation for calmness and the development of a collectedness of mind can begin, and a foundation is laid in calming the body. So I invite you, as we practice, to explore that in your practice, to explore, first of all, knowing the breath, the in-breath and the out-breath, the quality of it. Not only is it long, is it short, but is it tight? Is it, is there a kind of a smoothness to it, or is there a place where it becomes rough or constricted? And bringing mindfulness to the quality of the breathing also invites whatever mental holding is happening, what mental patterning is happening around the breathing. It invites us to give some space to that, to allow it to be more natural. And so knowing the quality of the breath, and then experiencing a sense of the whole body breathing, however that expresses itself, but more and more just inhabiting the whole body without narrowing the focus to a precise place in the body. And in that sense of inhabiting the whole body, inviting a relaxing, a calming of the body. And then the next, that kind of leads into the next stanza, which is that we train ourselves to experience joy arising. So as the calming unfolds, as we experience more calming, more relaxing, letting go of the tension in the body, which is connected to the tension in the mind, there's a sense of relief. There's a sense of arriving more deeply. There's a sense of presence and openness and acceptance. And that leads into joy. In this discourse on how our practice unfolds. So explore that. It's how is it unfolding for you as we move into our meditation practice.